All right, we are back here at 9 o'clock. We're having a problem with getting Judge Ostrzemski here. What's going on with this gentleman? He is one of our finest callers. He is our New York advocate.
I think he's turned his phone off.
He does not want to talk about Keith Hernandez.
Al and I were discussing, we're running into this problem. Yeah, he has his notification silence.
And they don't know
sometimes
that it's
off.
They
don't know that they've done it.
This would drive me incredibly mad, but I do it all the time myself.
Yes.
All the time. I'm almost unreachable after 10.
How do you not know this?
Al, we're going to talk about cell phones later in the hour. A guy dove into third base and his cell phone went flying.
I saw that.
Right, and I want to talk about that because... Do you think other players are
it's
using
against
cell phones?
It's against the rules. He's not allowed to have it. That's a violation. Yeah.
What would happen if when he was on second, he called his mom? What would happen?
She told him to come home. That's why he went to third next.
There you go, Josie. I didn't even think of that. Josie, let me run one thing by you. We'll see if we can still get John on. Jonesy, we always love to tell people that, man, back in the day,
yes,
those guys were so much smarter, yes, classy and all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
And now we got two guys from the era of the 1970s and 80s who made complete asses of themselves.
Yes, they did.
All right. One, Keith Hernandez, I just played that. I did not get your take on Mr. Pete Rose, all right? Oh. I just want to – this guy comes back. Jonesy, you know this. I asked you before the show. I said – when you're doing a game, every once in a while they bring somebody into the booth.
Yeah, it happens.
Right? They know before they put him in the booth with the regular announcers whether the guy's a smacked ass, don't they?
Yeah, you usually do.
Well, what?
I don't know.
Do you have any idea what NBC Sports was thinking?
I think they would have been surprised. I know they'd be shocked what he said.
Right.
I don't think they expected that out of him.
Because we all give way more credit to previous generation for being way better representatives of humanity.
Yeah, because and they lived longer. You would think they would at some point.
All right. So anyway, let's listen to Pete Rose. This was at the news conference after a woman had asked him about the fact that he has already acknowledged on the record he slept with a girl that was underage, all right? He thought she was 16, but she was 14. And then he comes to his news conference, he says that. Yeah, we're going to stop there. I'm sorry, I have to cut this short. We're putting him in booth in front of a live mic for an inning. He was so bad in the inning that when NBC Sports Philadelphia did the replay, there was no sixth inning. They just removed the entire inning.
Not.
I mean, these old-time guys, they're way overrated. But on the line with us is our good friend, the host of New York, New York at The Ringer and Spotify, John Ostrzemski is here. Hi, John.
Good morning. How are you, Angela? What's happening, sir?
I thought you were ghosting me, John.
No, I would never do such a thing. You can blame me, dopey iPhones, because it went right to do not disturb, and you don't even see the call, for goodness sake.
It's not right. All right, John. So we got this Pete Rose debacle. What was your thought on that when he came out and just made a complete ass of himself in Philadelphia? What'd you think of that?
You got to be honest, man. I felt bad.
Yeah.
I felt bad, man. You know, like Pete Rose, listen, I know he's Cincinnati royalty, maybe more so than Philadelphia. But, you know, the idea of seeing him out there, he's all disheveled. It was just like, it was cringeworthy, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw that. Looked awful, but brutal, man. Brutal.
All right. So let's talk about New York's representative from that era, Mr. Keith Hernandez. John. This jackass comes out and says he doesn't want to do the Phillies games because they don't play the game the right way. What'd you think of that?
Angela, as you know, I am also an employee of SNY. So you may see my wonderful mug on the Mets channel from time to time.
Oh,
and look,
all right.
You didn't know that. There you go. You learn something new every day.
Yeah.
Keith is going to be Keith. That's what it boils down to. Whether you love it or not, the guy says what is on his mind. He is going to take some shots. He is going to let you know if the Mets are playing poorly, which they are not right now because they never lose. I mean, it's ridiculous what they're doing right now. So I know the folks in Philadelphia are not going to be happy with one Keith Hernandez. But I can tell you, that's Keith being Keith. You know, like Manny being Manny? That's Keith being Keith.
All right, but John, Keith being Keith is fine, but it's not like he had a pure record
You're
of his own as a player.
Drag John into that
John,
when he's a coworker.
Don't
you?
Be doing that stuff about doing things the right way with your past. He's got his own problems. He's going to St. Louis to be honored, and he was suspended a year for copious use of cocaine. John Jastrzemski, don't be putting the higher ground when you're Keith Hernandez when you got your own problems. You agree with that?
Well, I guess what you are telling me, Angelo, is that Keith Hernandez is not going to be getting a warm ovation and a salute from the Philly fanatic the next time he comes to town.
He's toast, John. You let him know. Let your colleague know. And tell him one other thing for me, John. He sucked on Seinfeld, too. How's that?
Oh, wow. You did not like his cameo with Elaine Bennett.
No. All right, let me get to one thing now. Because the Mets recently had their own alumni weekend and invited Lenny Dykstra, right?
No, I think they disinvited him.
Did he ever appear, John? Has Dykstra ever been back to the Mets since he went off the deep end?
You know, I don't think so.
All right.
That's a great question. Off the top of my head, I honestly don't remember. Right. I know he was not. Was he at the 86 celebration?
No, because Sue Schilling texted me on Monday.
Yeah, he was disinvited.
She's a massive Mets fan, and she said they had their 86 World Series event, and they disinvited Lenny.
See, this is the thing.
Yeah.
You got to not bring back these guys that are whacked out. You can't do it.
Yeah, because it's tough. I know, like, the Yankees have gone through this in the past. There are issues with steroid guys. But, like, the steroid guys, listen, the steroid guys don't even scratch the surface with some of these other lunatics that are out there, for goodness sake.
So true.
And there's something like the Yankees don't even invite Clemens back, for goodness sake. Which is a joke, by the way.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Let me get to this story about Kevin Durant. It appears he suddenly has a love for Philadelphia. Do you see any way he ends up with the Sixers?
I would say no, but I don't think anybody has a clue, Angel, on what's going on with Kevin Durant, because he clearly wants out. The Nets have all the leverage. He's got 4 years left on his contract, and you're hearing the Celtics. You're hearing the Sixers. You've heard the Miami Heat in the past. I mean, these are all Eastern Conference teams. I mean, if I'm Joe Tsai and if I'm Ned Brass, I'm saying screw you. You got 4 more years on contract. Show up to work. Bottom line, I mean, Kevin Durant, they have done everything in their power to appease this guy. And I get it. He's a top 20 player of all time. You know, he's won a couple of finals MVPs. The way he's handled the situation has been embarrassing. And listen, I'm no fan of the Nets. I'm actually taking some great satisfaction in what has happened with the Brooklyn Nets, if we're being perfectly honest.
Yeah.
But the idea that he is going to demand that he's got to be out of here, give me a break. If they did everything for you, it's a joke. It's a total joke.
John, I'm getting the sense nobody actually wants to play with Ben Simmons.
Well, I guess Ben Simmons chases you away. You know, it's like it's like that Kardashian effect. That's what it boils down to. Once you go down that road and you get dumped, it's tough to recover.
John Jastrzemski, although I'll say this, of all the Kardashians, John, Kendall's the best. That's
No question. No question. Not going to fight you there.
I have found common ground with John Jastrzemski. John, you're the best, man. Thank you, pal. John Jastrzemski checking in from New York. Out cannot comment on his colleague Keith Hernandez.
I did not know he worked at SNY.
But let me make this clear: he also wonders about Keith.
No, you can't put words in his mouth.
That's just John being.
You know, I backed off a little. I was going to mention to Jastrzemski how a lot of the baseline was missing when Keith played because he snorted it.
We like John. We don't want to get him fired.
No, I don't want to get him fired.
I did tell him we were talking about Keith Hernandez.
You knew that, right?
He didn't tell me that he worked there. So
we found out that, Keith Hernandez missed the year of his career because of... He said he had used massive amounts of cocaine. Mm-hmm. Now I'm supposed to ignore that when he attacks my team? Mm. I don't think I can.
Do you know when he went into the federal, he had to testify in a federal trial about the drug dealer he used? It was a cook in the Phillies clubhouse.
Yeah.
Well, that's why he hates the Phillies.
That's what I was thinking.
A cook in the Phillies clubhouse was supplying the cocaine?
He was the drug dealer.
He was the drill, yeah.
Too well, this story is taking an odd turn.
I know.
That's why we were trying to steer you down the third baseline.
No, he didn't play third base.
I know.
Yeah, exactly.
Do we know the cook?
Curtis Strong? Just,
all right, as long as it wasn't Big Rube.
No, we're talking.
The only cook I know here.
30 years ago, Ange.
Yeah.
All right.
We've had experience with food people. Yeah.
Betsy is on the line next. Hi, Bats.
I'm here, Angelo.
Well, that's better than the first time I went to you. What's happening?
Oh, I am so excited about the Phillies, Angelo. Mm-hmm. I've been watching them since 1967.
God bless you.
Watched them in 80 from Western Pennsylvania, because that's where I was. Mm-hmm. Watched them in 93, died when the Wild Thing threw that home run ball to Gary Carter. Watched them in 08.
And I can
tell you that the beginning of the season, before they fired Girardi, I got rid of all my Philly stuff.
Oh, no.
Really?
Wow.
You cleaned it out.
I was not listening, but then God bless whoever fired Girardi and got Rob Thompson, because I'm waiting for them to smoke the Mets. And Keith Hernandez, well, he's a mess.
All right. The fact that you've been a Phillies fan so long, did you enjoy Pete Rose's return last weekend?
No.
Okay. Just want to check. Wasn't sure.
He was, don't get me wrong, he was a great player on the field.
Right.
But the rest of it, no.
Would you invite him for dinner at your house?
No.
Would you, how about just tea?
No.
Nothing. Betsy has seen enough of her hero.
Pete's out.
I like it. Bets, give me one word to describe your Phillies.
Electric.
Electric.
There you go.
Nice. Ava's shaking her head. She likes it.
I do like it.
All right, Ava, this you got your work cut out for you. We got a lot of good ones.
I know.
All right, hold on. I have one. I'm going to call off, Al, the Fantasy Suite giveaway.
All right.
I have one last entry. Tyrone from Princeton. Hi, Ty.
Hi.
Do you have a fantasy football league?
I absolutely do.
Would you like to hold the actual draft of it on August 23rd in a luxury suite at Lincoln Financial Field?
I know I would, and I think I know 11 other people who would.
All right. Would you accept free drinks and food and other fine amenities?
Absolutely.
Seems like a good deal for him, Al.
It's a hell
you
of a
can
deal.
Actually sign up and book one of these at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/fantasyfootball. Ty, you're in the hat. All right, that's the last one. Rhea, we got to have close to 15, right? Ava, how many we got?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. About 50.
I did not anticipate, Al, these many people holding drafts.
A lot of first-time callers, too. Sorry, Al.
And that's like a $700, $800 gift.
But don't they do it with Zoom and stuff? They actually all get together?
No, Bill does it every Saturday before Labor Day. Yeah. His buddies get together, and when we had a shore house, it was super annoying. But now that we don't, they get together. They have it's like their biggest day of the year, and they have so much fun this week.
They love this stuff.
They
go drink,
eat.
No, it's what I was saying before. There are two halves to every calendar year.
Yes.
It's the first half, second half, football.
Mm-hmm.
It's a better half of the year.
I hope Bill wins this year. He hasn't won. He's been the commissioner forever. And
by
hasn't.
Far, the better half of the year.
Better half of the year.
It's not even close.
And not even with the holidays and all the other stuff. It's just every Sunday. A lot of people, every Saturday.
Yeah.
You're getting sports entertainment. And in September this year, in Philadelphia in September, you're going to have a pennant race. And the Eagles losing the opener in Detroit.
Oh, my God. Boom. Wow, rah-rah.
2-1-5.
It's going to be a tough loss.
Ava, are you in or not on the pants?
No.
You're predicting the Eagles are winning?
Yeah.
I'm going to need a pair. 2-1-5.
Give them Bills.
I'll take
Bills. He wears the pants, he said.
All right, you know what? You are hereby pledging a pair of your husband, Bill Matz's pants.
You got it.
There it is. Al, I got Matz's
pants. Oh,
God.
I will be opening this up to charities the day after the Eagles lose, and I will be finding a charity for all
these
male pants.
We give them to Goodwill.
Good
215. Goodwill?
Yeah.
No, I want to know that I'm getting some credit. 215. It's 9:25 right now. I'm seeing Al did a thing yesterday on these two little league kids. and how one hit the other in the head, and the kid goes to first base, and then he hugs the pitcher.
Beautiful thing.
It was one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen about sportsmanship in the game.
Yeah. Don't tell me somebody hated it.
Al.
That's what I thought.
He's such a mess.
And the problem is, I'll tell you right now, those are my winners for tomorrow. Fortunately, you're not
weasels.
The judge.
I'm doing weasels.
I know you're doing weasels.
Thank God.
And God bless anybody that beats my weasel after what happened here last weekend.
But, oh, by the way, I saw a Phillies alumni over the
You did see somebody?
And I asked about Pete. He just brought up the Pete Rose thing. And he said, and I'm trying to pass it off. I don't want to big. I said, well, you know, you live and you learn. He goes, well, you live anyway.
Yeah, he didn't. So his own ex-teammates were appalled with it.
He ruined the weekend.
He ruined the whole weekend.
Really?
He ruined the whole weekend.
Yeah. It's a disgrace. Oh, yeah.
They had a beautiful big bowl of punch and somebody peed in.
Yes. Oh, gosh.
Well, that's certainly even one way to look at it.
I'm just trying to give you something to picture.
I think it was worse than that.
Yeah.
All
only
right. Jonesy. Well, I was thinking of that, and somebody corrected me last week.
No.
Right?
Please.
Snickers.
Stop.
Not going anywhere for a while.
There was a Snickers in the punch bowl. Ava Graham, who's on the hot seat?
Wow.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there's a group of people that's on the hot seat.
Today, Phillies fans are on the hot seat. Brought to you by Xfinity, the fastest internet in Philadelphia, and the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Lounge. Hot seat.
23,000 here tonight. You'd think it was about 43 with the noise they're making right now. Love it.
Well, we would love it even more if those seats were filled because the Phillies are hot. Get in those hot seats.
Jimmy Rollins wants to see the same atmosphere for this team that they had in 11 and 10 and 9 and 8. He wants 45,000 people every night.
In Jimmy's tweet, he said,
"This Phillies team has it. It has taken some time, but they're here to win. Still seeing too many empty seats at the bank, though. Where are the sellouts that get the bank rocking and make Philadelphia the best sports town in the world? Hashtag everybody hits."
Wow, Jimmy sounds so much like Kyle Quinn.
It was a complete win. It was a really cool atmosphere, kind of a playoff game.
You haven't heard anything yet, Mr. Schwarber. Just imagine what it would sound like if Citizens Bank Park was packed. What's the holdup, Philly?
Think about it. 11 years. You know, I don't think people trust the team even now, but it's not going to take much longer and people start showing up.
One can only hope.
I can't urge you strongly enough to support this team right now. This is the best team we have had since 2011, no doubt. Honestly, it's time.
It's time.
It's time. Now, I don't know about a day game. Today's a day game. Probably not going to get, although it's out.
I think it'll be a big crowd there.
The high temperature. I listened to Rhea. Yeah. High temperature under 90.
I know.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It rained a little bit. Yeah.
No, I think there should be a very good crowd today.
It is.
And then, you know what? Why don't you, I don't know how available the tickets are up in New York. Why don't we go up there and infiltrate the Mets? Why don't we go to their ballpark and scream and yell about them? How about that, Al? That would be good.
I'm going
road trip.
Yeah.
Are they selling out there?
I don't know. The Yankees don't, so I got to assume there's some seats for the Mets. Let's go in there and use your Philly stuff and stir up some trouble as long as I can stay home.
Fans of Philly, are you listening?
Once again, under no circumstances should you expect me to do any of these things I suggest.
I know.
Thank Bingo. You.
Dan is on the line. Hi, Danny.
Hey, Angelo. How are you?
Dan, when the Phillies were coming back to win, do you think Joe Girardi was watching that last night?
Yeah, but I got a hot take about Girardi. All these callers want to call in and say the Phillies been hot since Girardi left, fired. But I say Phillies are hot without Bryce Harper. Since Bryce got hurt, the Phillies are hot. I think it's without Bryce Harper, they are a better team.
Oh, time out. Oh, this this is a whole new theory.
Papelbon.
All right, so the MVP of the National League, once he went down, the Phillies improved. Explain.
Look at it. Look at them. Are they a better team right now or are they not?
No. You came up. Do not interview me now. I need the reason. Other than, technically, statistically, they have played better in this time. But it's very hard to build the case that it's because he is not there.
Well, how are we building the case that it's called the Joe
I'm not building any case. You called me.
Well, Let me ask you one more thing.
Why are you interviewing me?
After Bryce Harper left the Nationals, did they win the World Series?
Yes, they did. All right. Now you got a little building block for your argument. Jonesy, Let me go to you. You understand team chemistry.
Yes.
Is there any way that Bryce Harper, the best player on the team, no argument from anyone, him removing him from the scene made them better?
No. There's no argument.
The only way it made him better is a guy like Rei Omoto or a guy like Castellanos. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They realize they got to maybe
step up.
But you can't make a case with this. He's just too good a hitter.
Yeah, and he's not a malcontent. Dan, he was always the leader. I saw him there last weekend in the dugout. Look, you got the numbers on your side on this, but I don't see it.
And the Nationals thing,
I got to admit this, Dan. If you're Bryce Harper watching this, that might go through your mind. You might go, wow, it seems like whenever I don't play, my teams get better. It might go through your mind, but I don't see how it would be connected.
No, it doesn't.
It's an interesting theory, though, Dan.
The connection is they're playing three teams that are getting rid of their players, not adding players.
Yeah. Florida,
Pittsburgh, and the Nationals.
It's very true.
It's all it is.
Well, it also, the manager uses his players better.
Way better.
I've watched the Pittsburgh Penguins when Crosby goes down.
They win.
They win.
Because it's good coaching, but they have extra other good players.
It's an intriguing theory, Dan, but I don't know. Give me a word for the Phillies.
I hope Coach Ed Keith Hernandez ain't listening. My word for the Phillies, fundamental.
Fundamental.
Are you spelling that with a PH?
But he turned it right around on Keith Hernandez. That's pretty good. Let's go to the barbershop. I haven't heard from this guy in a long time, but I love him. Tone's with us. Hi, Tone.
What's going on, man?
What's happening, Tone?
Well, you know, I catch you in the mornings when I can, but this whole Keith Hernandez thing, I didn't care if I had to be on hold for 3 days.
No, I need to hear from you. You're the coolest caller I ever get, Tone. I need more from you.
Keith Hernandez. Look, understand something, dude. You ain't got to call no damn Philly games, okay? But you need not show up at the bank. I can tell you that.
Ooh.
All right? Because you read John 3:16, but obviously you never read Philadelphians 7:17. You know what that means?
No, what?
That means the last time the Mets was even close to being this damn good.
Ah, he's
the
going.
The Mariners came marching up 95 doing the Samba and beat that ass, okay?
It's an interesting word picture.
We have. Did all that cocaine clog your memory? Now you got Alzheimer's? You've been good 1 year out of 100. Last time I remember, Mr. Metz was hitchhiking on 495. Man, don't come here with your crap. All right? You just don't want to face reality. The Phillies are good. The Mets are good. They're on a collision course, and it's going to be at the bank. Come on down and take your medicine.
Wow. I forgot what a great caller you were, Tone. You're awesome, man. Give me one word for the Phillies, Tone.
Well, in the immortal words of Mr. T, dangerous.
Danger. You are amazing. Tone, be well. And just in case you missed it out, when he is introduced in St. Louis over the weekend, in honor of his amazing career as a Cardinal, he will come out to this music. Everybody please applaud for the great Keith Hernandez. Yeah, there's a lot of places I could go with that. I decided to go high road on that one.
You are all class.
I went high road. Yeah.
Some guy in the Mets is using that milkshake song as his wake up. Is his walk up?
Is he
really? Is that the fat kid?
Yeah.
Oh, let me just say.
I just took a guess.
All right, we should warn someone. What's that guy's name?
Volchek. With a V, right?
That guy is the fattest player I have.
Vogelbach.
Vogelbach.
Yeah.
He's fatter. Who was the big pitcher they had a few years ago?
Colon.
Colon hit the home run.
Bartolo Colon. Yeah, all right. This and
he
Al
is listed. Here's at 6 feet.
Yeah.
270 pounds.
70.
270.
Here's the thing I can't get over from him. He wears his jersey real tight.
Well, how else can he wear it?
Oh, no.
They don't make him that big, buddy.
Come on, Jonesy.
Who's going to make a jersey that big?
The buttons are straining.
Yes, yeah, they are. So is he every time he's up in front.
Wow. Well, you got to. You will believe me, but if you have not seen this guy.
Would you not want him on your team?
Daniel Vogelbach.
Seems amusing.
That guy, when he comes here this week, next weekend, lock all the cheesesteak places. Gyms better reopen by then because they're going to need it.
Didn't he have an Inside the Park home run recently? Oh,
no, it's actually called Inside the Pork home run.
But I'm pumped.
215. That is the fattest player I've ever seen out, and he seems to embrace his own curves. 215-592-9494. If we come back, a player got caught in a major league game when diving into third. His cell phone fell out of his uniform. We'll tell you about that, and we'll run this board and give you. I got a guy. Hold on for one second. I got Bill from Glassboro. Hi, Bill. Do you want to get in the hat for the fantasy football suite?
I'm dying to, Angelo. It may be the only way I can make things up to my son who runs our league.
Oh, and how old's your son?
He's 21, and I beat him in the championship last year. It's all his buddies. Ooh. I'm the only old man in the league.
Bill, since I had not said any director, you're in the hat. All right, Bill, you're in. And you will be a hero to your son.
Who's on the radio now.
I know I'm on the radio.
Not Wednesday anymore.
I'm just trying to. Somebody didn't like that I had alluded to a heavyweight player.
Oh, well, he's a fat guy.
I got an 82-inch screen. What am I supposed to do? It's in high def. I can't ignore it. It's right in front of me. What do I do? I give you my opinion. A guy could use a salad.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
He plays for the Mets.
He had an inside the pork home run.
Well,
all right. Anyway, I got to get to this story, all right? Because this story, Al, I've never seen this. So there's a player on the Pittsburgh Pirates. His name is Rodolfo Castro.
Mm-hmm.
And I get he is not a regular player, but he gets in a game. And he's on second, and he dashes for third. And he dives. And as he's diving into the base, flying out of a pocket in his uniform is a cell phone. And it lands not too far away from him. Yeah. And he's safe at third, and now he's got to call time to go get his cell phone.
Well, the umpire points it out
to him. Yeah, the umpire said, oh, you left your cell phone here. Jonesy, in your experience, you're around the players all the time. What are the rules on where you could take a cell phone during a sports event?
In baseball, you're not allowed to bring it to the dugout.
You're not?
No, it has to stay back in the locker room.
It's technically a violation.
Yeah.
So what does he get, fined for that?
They haven't decided because they're probably thinking that it was just him. The reason they don't want the cell phones is they don't want them doing – they don't want them cheating.
No, well, or is it not – how bad a look is it for the team? If you see this in restaurants all the time, they pan the dugout and guys are on the cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't do that,
they
right?
They can tweet something out. Yeah. They could do anything.
What are the rules in hockey?
Well, you can't. I'm sure there's team rules. I'm sure baseball has this screwed up, so the Players Association is going to get away with this.
Oh, wow.
But there's usually team rules. Some don't allow them in the locker room. They have to be off once a game starts. Like, because guys are tweeting between, you know, you see in the
that's
NBA.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, that tells you they're active on the cell phone.
Well, and some teams want rules that you have to turn them off once in the locker room. They don't want them in.
All right. Now, do you believe, all right, in this day and age where everybody is absolutely locked in on this, Al,
mm-hmm.
that there are players in sports events who are communicating outside while in that event?
Yes.
I do too. You know why? Because, Al, they're not calling people. The guy's not on second base going, let me see how mom's doing.
No.
Right? But, like, this texting all the time.
Oh, they're probably checking social media to see how the fans are reacting to their error.
Yes.
You know, yeah. But they are doing that.
Yeah.
But is that, Josie, that's a bad look, isn't it?
It's a terrible.
Horrible.
It can't happen. They can't do it.
This, at some point, will society have stricter rules on when you can and can't be on that cell phone?
Yeah, they have to. Because
I see it everywhere all the time.
Yeah, no, they have to do it.
How many times have you been at a light and the light changes and you can tell the driver is leaned over looking at a cell phone?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
And that's not legal.
No.
It's illegal.
Yeah, it is.
Doesn't stop people.
Oh, no, this won't stop people.
Here's another one. Go in a restaurant where a family's there.
Oh, yeah, that's
and the
best.
Younger, I've got this weekend, I've got my two granddaughters I don't see too often. Mm-hmm. They're coming to the Shore House with us. Al, I'm collecting their cell phones.
No, you're not.
When they get there.
No, you're not.
I'm collecting them.
Because they will demand that their parents take them home to where they're in a normal place.
No, no. They drive themselves now. They're, well, then they're one's get, going to college.
Then they're going to get in their car and leave.
And no, you it took know. Me all summer to get them there.
Yes, so why would you do that? You just, listen.
Because they need to enjoy the family that's right in front of them.
No, you can't. Listen, you let them come in. If they're sitting at the dinner table and looking at the phone, you go, hey, we're having dinner. But you can't, if you do it when they get there, they will leave.
Can't you text them?
Put your phone down.
I'm telling you right now, we got to crack down, people. We got to crack down.
Yeah, but okay, so I'll turn my phone off then the rest of the day?
Not you. You are a top professional in a key spot. let's go to John in the city. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are we doing today?
John, you got to be on top of the world right now at this baseball team.
No, this is phenomenal. This is so exciting. I mean, you know, the fact that they are where they are after everything they've gone through this year, including manager change, injuries, controversy with some of the players, it's amazing that they have stuck together and performed as well as they have. I mean, this is an exciting time to be a Phillies fan because it's been a while since we've been in, you know, this kind of a race. So, I mean, I know, like, you know, last year really wasn't a race, but this year really seems like, a race, and they're going to be able to do something when they get there.
All right, so Jimmy Rollins after the game. Jimmy Rollins remembers when every seat was filled for all the big games because they were all filled back then. And he goes, still seeing too many empty seats at the bank. Why do you think that is, John? Why aren't more people going? Like, last night, you would have thought they'd get more than 23 grand.
I mean, in my opinion, I think there's two reasons. One is I think they're still a little salty over the lockout. Mm. And I think two is, you know, financially with the inflation and the prices of gas and everything, families are, they have to pick and choose what they're able to do. So I think that really is a part of the reason why the stands aren't filled.
I got to tell you, Keith Jones, I didn't really pursue it when he said it, but he gave me a little shudder for a second when you said, look who they're beating.
Yeah.
So if your opinion is that a lot of this run they're on is because of terrible opponents, you don't really believe they are that good.
Well, no, they have to prove it now against the better team.
All right, they got to go against the Mets and win at least three of those four.
It's huge.
Games.
It is,
right? Yeah. They got to win today against the Marlins.
All right, if they win four of the next five games, you're going to say, all right, now they're beating the teams.
Yes, and what beating the bad teams does is it gives you confidence.
Okay.
So all the little things that happened in the comeback win last night, that's what you want. You want that to build. You want to have that feeling when you go up against the top teams.
So you beat the Mets. Now you're getting 35 instead of 25.
Exactly.
That's all it's going to take.
But the Marlins were where the Phillies' dreams went to die the past couple of years.
They were.
They always beat them even when they were awful. So that's a good sign.
John, one word for the Phillies.
If this was said, I apologize. I had some technical errors, but I'm going to say determined.
Determined. Put it down now.
It was the first one.
Sorry about that. Greg is up next. Hi, Greg.
Hi, Angela. How are you?
What do you got for me today, Gregory?
So I want to set this up. During the summer, you see videos of Embiid having a good time at a wedding.
Yep.
We just had KD and the Beard over in Europe having a good time.
Yep.
Now we have Tobias Harris's wedding.
I know,
The only person that's there is Niang.
No. No, Maxie's there, and who else is there? He took a picture. Thibel. I saw a picture of four.
They are there. No Embiid?
I didn't see Embiid. I just saw a picture of the four of them.
To me, Greg, Embiid would be the most fun at a wedding.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially a Jewish wedding.
We saw him at other weddings where he was. He did not go to Tobias Harris's wedding.
I've seen the picture of four of them.
Okay. Right.
Okay, I just saw what was,
no, I think was this is good. I'm going to be honest with you, Greg. I hate nothing more than a wedding. I can't stand these things. Jonesy, do you enjoy a wedding?
No, I can't stand them.
When's the last time you actually went to one?
I stopped by Rhea's had a gathering years ago. That was the last time.
Rhea's wedding?
Yeah, that was it.
That was a long time.
I have a picture with you and Al.
See, there you go.
That's at least 10 years, right,
Rhea? More than 10 years.
More than 10 years.
That was mine before that, which was 25 years ago.
Wow.
It's right up your alley. It's free food and liquor.
No. It's not. It's just one dumb thing after another. It's awful. Those speeches when all these people get up and tell these stories, I want to kill myself. Greg, give me a word for the field. Oh
my gosh. The only hot thing I got is magical.
Magical. I like it.
I don't want to tell you what Tobias Harris's comment was when somebody asked him where Embiid was.
Oh.
No, he made a joke that he was busy somewhere else at the throne.
Oh, he was on the toilet? Hold on a minute. A wedding is like 6 hours. There's no way you're on the throne that
long. There's just one picture posted of the four of them. So you don't always have everybody at the same time.
No one knows for sure.
Yeah.
All right. As long as, when I see a picture of the wedding, I only have one thought. Thank God I'm not there. That's all I think.
Absolutely.
All right, Jim. Jim, I need a word for the Phillies.
Hint.
Hint?
What'd he say? Say
hint.
It again.
Hint.
Resurgent.
Oh, resurgent.
Resurgent. All right, hold on. That's pretty good. Eddie, I need a word for the Phillies.
Alive.
Alive. Sean, I need a word for the Phillies.
Fearless with an F.
Fearless with an F. Will of God. Hold on.
Oh, boy.
Will, I got no time today. What did you want to say about WrestleMania?
All right, well, this is what I could do. I'll call it tomorrow. We could do it.
Yep.
Today, my daughter is going on the plane to Cali. I love you, Royal Ray. You better kill her, girl. She can't hang out with her friends.
Will, I'll book you for 9:15. You are an official guest of this show tomorrow at 9:15, okay?
No problem. And I got the word for Philly.
Yeah.
Extravagant.
Extravagant.
Extravagant. Nice. All right. Okay. Ava, you got a lot to do here. I got to get through all this stuff. So, Ava, first of all, we ended up, Al, with 18 people wanting to get this opportunity to do their fantasy football draft at the link. Again, let me tell you, you are going to get, this is a phenomenal deal. You can hold your draft in a private suite at Lincoln Financial Field. They're providing food, beverages. You're getting a happy hour at the Bud Light Lounge from 6 to 7. It goes from 6 to 11 on August 23rd. You can book one. Go to PhiladelphiaEagles.com/fantasyfootball. Who is our winner today, Ava?
Debbie.
Debbie. Debbie. That Mom is no me. Debbie Downer.
No, that is not.
Debbie got a good deal there. All right. Now, Ava, we are looking for words to describe the Phillies.
Correct.
We have some five prizes.
Them, right?
Al, say what we got here.
Five of them. Number five gets a pair of tickets. See the Eagles against the Jets tomorrow right there at Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30.
I like ferocious.
Ferocious.
Number four gets a pair of tickets. See the Eagles against the Jets tomorrow, Friday, 7:30, Lincoln Financial Field.
Determined.
Determined. Number three gets a pair of tickets. See the Eagles against the Jets tomorrow, Lincoln Financial Field, 7:30.
Scorching.
Score number two gets a $50 Visa gift card.
Electric.
And number one gets the Jordan Davis jersey.
Dangerous.
All right. Now, Ava, when you said ferocious, is that F-E-R or P-H-E-R?
Whatever. Whatever.
Everybody changed their words to the PH.
I don't think she spelt it right anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
Probably not.
This looks like a K. I don't know what I did over here.
It's time to do a wrap.
Angelo, real quick, because I want people to go and look at this. Now, you had to call in to win that draft party, but somebody was trying to get a vote on Twitter, and they sent their fantasy football trophy, and it's you in your lounger with a helmet on and a belly hanging out.
Hold on. Get residuals on that.
So it's really great. You can see it at WIP Morning Show Twitter. Tim tweeted that out. Sorry, Tim, you had to call in to win today. All right, line of the day is sponsored by Regency Furniture. Affordable never looks so good. And this is from Brian Baldinger.
Football is what makes America great, Angelo.
That's all
I love it. That right there. When I heard that, Al, I wanted to put music behind it.
Like
the battle hymn of the Republic. No, like da-da-da-da-da. Football is what makes America great. That was awesome.
He nailed it. Brought to you by Armin Chevrolet. Brand new Equinox SUVs in stock. Excellent Armin rebates and lease offers available now. Find your road shop 24/7 at ArminChevy.com. Do you want the Sixers to pursue a trade for Kevin Durant? 55% say yes.